I would like to introduce the sermon a little bit.
我想要先向大家介绍一下今天的布道。
Before we pray and read the text from Mark 4.
然后在我们祷告，在我们读经之前。
The sermon today is on the subject of fear.
这个今天的题目呢是在是恐惧。
Fear is a powerful emotion.
恐惧是一个非常强大的一个情绪。
It drives what we do.
然后它让我们去做，驱使我们做我们要做的事情。
The news, the media, they are very good at understanding our fear.
然后呢，让我们有很多东西让我们很了解什么样是恐惧。
So if you're happy, you might enjoy a nice meal with friends.
如果你很高兴的话，可能可以和朋友们共进晚餐。
You might take a nap this afternoon.
然后你可能今天下午要睡个午觉。
The fear, on the other hand, demands a response.
但是呢，恐惧另一方面，它是要我们做出行动。
Let me give you an example of how fear drives what we do.
让我来告诉大家一个例子，恐惧怎么样让促使我们做一件事情。
Fear of public speaking.
比如说在公众场合讲话，使人感到恐惧。
That was the reason why I became an engineer.
这是为什么我开始是一个工程师。
I found out that it.Didn't require public speaking.
我觉得做工程师不需要在大家面前讲话。
This fear has determined the course of my life in the past decades.
然后这个在过去几十年这样子的一个恐惧，然后就让我过我的生活。
It lingered into adulthood.
一直萦绕到我的成年以后。
Even in seminary.
甚至在神学院里也是这样。
I thought about taking all the classes before I take preaching.
然后在学习布道课这个之前呢，然后我学了所有的我要学想要学所有的其他的课程。
And then just drop out.
然后接着就退学。
Then there's fear of failure.
然后我也还有害怕失败。
For some people, it makes you wake up at early in the morning.
对有些人来说呢，这种惧怕让你早上早起。
And stay up at night.
然后晚上熬夜。
Just an anxious person.
然后就
And anxious, nervous, or a worrisome person.
然后非常一个焦虑的人。
For others, it paralyzes you.
然后另一些呢，它让你完全不能做任何事情。
Out of fear of failure.
然后因为你对于失败的恐惧。
You stop trying.
然后你就连试都不试了。
Somewhere in your life.
你生活中某一点。
You tried your best and you failed miserably.
你真的是努力尝试了一切，但是还是输得很惨。
So you learn that it's better not to try.
所以你就想还是不要去试了。
Then try and fail.
与其你试了还是要那个失败，还不如就完全就不试了。
Then there is this fear of being called a bigot.
然后你也怕别人说你这个人很偏执。
It makes you careful with your words in the public.
然后让你在公众场合讲话要小心。
It makes you worried about who you associate yourself with.
让你小心要交什么样子的朋友。
Because you don't want to be seen with others who are called a bigot.
因为你不想和那些偏执的人有扯上关系。
And there's fear of death.
然后你也害怕死亡。
It keeps you from doing stupid stuff.
那些恐惧让你不做那些很可笑的愚蠢的事情。
And also sometimes traveling to exotic places.
当然了，也让你不去那些异乡去旅游。
So when we listen to our own fear,
所以我们在听我们自己的恐惧的时候，
we learn that our fear tells us a story about ourselves.
我们知道恐惧告诉我们关于我们的事情。
And let me show you how what our fears reveal what we really value.
让我来告诉你我们的恐惧真的是向别人展示我们的价值是什么。
Fear of public speaking.
如果我们害怕在公众面前讲话的话。
That it shows that I value my self-image.
那就是说我非常的注意我自己的形象。
What you think of me.
你怎么看我呢？
And sometimes my mental well-being.
然后是不是我的精神好有问题呢？
Fear of failure at work.
不愿意在工作中失败。
It shows that you value your achievement.
你真的是，这是说明你很注重成功。
And maybe what your parents think of you.
然后你的父母怎么看你？
Fear of death.
害怕死亡。
It tells you that you value life.
说明你非常珍视生命。
You fear of a dying parents because it means that you value your parents a lot.
然后你不想你的父母会死，是因为你真的很注重他们。
It could also mean that you value this temporal life.
这也可能是说你真的是很喜欢这样子你现世的短暂的生命而不是想要去死。
So what we fear reveals not only what we value.
所以恐惧真的是告诉我们我们到底真是什么。
But also what we think of about God.
然后也告诉我们我们对待神的心思是什么样子的。
And this is a story that we're about to read in Mark 4.
这就是我们在马可福音第四章所要读的这个故事。
Let me pray before reading of God's word.
让我在读经之前祷告。
O gracious God,
我们有恩典的神
you speak by what you have spoken.
你真的是把你的旨意放在你的话中。
So speak now through your word.
所以从你的话中然后真的是把你的心意行出来。
So that we may understand our own fear.
让我们可以理解我们自己的恐惧。
And ultimately that we learn about your son Jesus Christ.
然后最终可以认识您的儿子耶稣。
In the name of your son we pray.
在你的以你的儿子的名祷告，阿门。
Mark 4,
马可福音第四章
，verse 35 to 41。
第三十五节到第四十一节。
On that day, when evening had come, he said to them, "Let us go across to the other side." And leaving the crowd, they took him with them in the boat, and just as he was.And other boats were with him. And a great windstorm arose, and the waves were breaking into the boat, so that the boat was already filling. But he was in the stern asleep. This is Jesus. He was in the stern asleep on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, do you not care that we are perishing? And when Jesus awoke and rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Peace and be still.And the wind ceased. And there was a great calm. Jesus said to them, Why are you so afraid? Have you still no faith? And they were filled with great fear and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him?
当那天晚上，耶稣对门徒说，我们渡到那边去吧。门徒离开众人，耶稣仍在船上。他们就把他一同带去，也有别的船和他同行。忽然起了暴风，波浪打入船内，甚至船都要满了水。耶稣在船尾上枕着枕头睡觉，门徒叫醒了他，说：“夫子，我们丧命，你不顾吗？”耶稣醒了，斥责风，向海说：“住了吧，静了吧。”风就止住，大大的平静了。耶稣对他们说：“为什么胆怯？你们还没有信心吗？”他们就大大的惧怕，彼此说：“这到底是谁？连风和海也听从他了。”
This is a story that we all know really well.
这是我们非常熟悉的一个故事。
But this story will teach us today how to handle our own fear.
这个故事今天是要告诉我们我们如何去处理自己的惧怕。
And Christians should learn how to handle our own fear.
基督徒需要去自己知道怎么样处理我们的害怕。
For three important reasons.
因为有三个重要的原因。
The first one is there is a kind of fear that is destructive.
第一个原因就是有一种惧怕是毁灭性的。
The second reason is there's kind of fear that is constructive and godly.
然后第二个原因就是有一种惧怕是有建造性的，是合神心意的。
And we are told to fight against fear with fear.
然后我们要用惧怕去抵挡惧怕。
And let me retell you the story that we just read.
让我再来跟大家复述一下我们刚才所说的讲的那个故事。
After a long day of teaching on the kingdom of God, the evening came.
然后那个耶稣讲了一整天非常长的一天然后教天国的故事接着晚上来临了。
And it was a time for them to rest and sleep.
接着他们需要去休息需要去睡觉。
Jesus told his disciples to get in a boat so they could go across to the other side.
然后耶稣就让他的门徒来到船里面去渡到湖的另一边。
We all know the story.
我们每一个人都知道这个。
We heard it so many times.
听了无数遍。
But what is so unique about this story that is different from Matthew and Luke is its length.
但是这个马可里面这个故事，与路加还有马太福音章当中这个故事有什么不同呢？就是它更长一点。
Mark's story is a bit longer.
马可福音的这个故事更长一点。
It's packed with details that are a little more vivid.
在它里面有细节，让它更加的生动。
As if he was there.
然后好像马可就在那时。
Both Matthew and Luke said there was a great storm. The water came into the boat while Jesus was sleeping, and Jesus woke up and rebuked the wind. The disciples were afraid.
所以在马太和路加里面，他们都说到海里忽然起了暴风，甚至船里满了水。耶稣却睡着了。耶稣起来斥责风和海，门徒们便惧怕。
But what we hear, what we just read, is a great windstorm came.
但是我们刚才读到的是，然后有一个非常大的一个风暴来临了。
It wasn't just any storm, but a great storm.
它不是普通的风暴，是一个非常大的一个风暴。
And the waves are breaking into the boat.
然后浪就来到了，打到了船里。
Keep hitting the boat one at a time.
一个一个的打到了船上。
The water is filling up in the boat.
船里满了水。
And then Jesus tells us Mark tells us what Jesus is at during this great storm.
然后呢，接着马可告诉我们耶稣在这个大风暴里面是怎么做了什么呢？
He's sleeping in the back of the boat.
他在船尾在那睡觉。
In fact, he's sleeping on a pillow.
甚至他在一个枕头上睡觉。
The glory of God is sleeping on a pillow.
然后神的荣耀他在枕头上睡觉。
Snoozing.
然后在那打盹。
And then the disciples are so afraid they try to get Jesus' attention.
那些门徒们真的好害怕，他们想要得到耶稣的注意。
And Jesus said to the sea, "Peace, be still."
然后耶稣就说，静了吧，住了吧。
And the wind and wave stops.
接着风和海就止了。
And what we read in text is, then comes a great calm.
然后我们从经文上读，接着就有大大的平静。
And what do the disciples say in response?
耶稣们门徒们怎么样去回答呢？
Do they say, "All my fear is gone. I will be still and know that He is God"?
然后他们是说我现在没有惧怕了，我要安静，知他是神吗？
We're told that they are filled with great fear.
我们看到他们是大大的惧怕。
Did you see Mark's story? It comes with a great storm.
你们看到马可的故事吗？开始是有一个大风暴。
And then a great calm.
接着有个大的平静。
And then it turned to a great fear.
接着就有一个大的惧怕。
It's so easy for us to come to this passage, think about Jesus is talking about calming the storms of our life.
好像我们读这个的时候，非常容易就觉得耶稣是过来要平息我们人生的风暴。
But this story flows from one kind of fear to another kind of fear.
但是这个故事其实是从一种惧怕到了另一种惧怕。
First, the disciple has this unrighteous, ungodly fear.
开始门徒们有这样子的一种不合神心意的、不正义的一个惧怕。
And their ungodly fear.They were being exposed, shown, and confronted.
然后他们这样子的一个不合神心意的一个惧怕，他们就被暴露，然后被面对。
And then this fear was replaced by another kind of fear.
他们这样子的一个惧怕被另一种惧怕所替代了。
That is centering around what God is doing.
这后一种惧怕以神的作为为中心。
And this is kind of the fear that we need.
这是我们所需要的一个惧怕。
It has a right view of God.
It
has a right view of God.
这是对神有一个正确的一个看见。
Make sure our eyes are looking at the right thing.
让我们的眼睛看的是正确的事情。
And it will help us handle our own fear.
让我们可以去处理我们自己的惧怕。
So let me talk about that ungodly fear.
所以让我先来说一下这个不合神心意的一个惧怕。
I too have been in a great storm.
我也在一个大风暴里面曾经。
It wasn't a figurative storm, a physical storm that I was in.
这不是一个假想的一个风暴，这是一个真正的一个风暴。
It was around the summer of 1992.
这是在1992年的一个夏天。
My parents took my brother and I to Thailand.
然后我的父母带着我和我的兄弟去了泰国。
It was a very exotic island that I was visiting.
是一个非常一个奇异的岛屿。
The place is called Phuket.
是叫普吉岛。
And that was a sunny day.
是一个晴天。
A day filled with blue, clear sky.
天是蓝的。
And we took a little boat that sits about 10 people.
我们坐了十个人坐了一个小船。
And we were visiting the island that James Bond filmed.
然后就是那个邦德那个007那个电影。
And that was one of the most bizarre images. You had this crazy limestorm that was standing in the ocean.
然后这个非常非常奇异的一个景象，就有很多的石灰岩的柱子在那儿。
And somebody thought it was a great idea to look at those limestones.
然后有一些人就觉得我们去那个石柱那边看是非常一个好主意。
And suddenly a great windstorm arose.
然后接着忽然之间就有一个大的风暴。
Suddenly the storm just came. It went from clear sky to great thunderstorm.
从万里无云一直到一下子就变成了一个大的风暴。
And I was six at the time.
我当时只有六岁。
I have never learned anything about death.
我任何死亡的事情都不知道。
But I was convinced that was it.
但是我知道就是那个时候了。
I look at my parents' eyes.
然后我看我的父母的眼睛。
I look at the eyes of the boat captain.
然后我看船长的眼睛。
I knew they were not in control.
然后我知道他们完全失控了。
Everything then sort of just slowed down.
然后一切都变得好慢。
And I was wondering...This is it. I lived a great life.
然后我说好吧，那就完了，我也活了不错了。
And then we parked our boat next to this great limestorm.
然后我们接着就跑到了，就到了一个石柱的旁边。
We thought we could anchor our boat next to it.
然后我们以为可以在那儿抛锚。
And then the storm just went away.
然后那个风浪忽然就止息了。
Just kind of like the way we read in Mark 4.
好像就是马可福音第四章里面所说的。
The storm came then left.
然后风暴来了又走了。
The best illustration I have that parallel this experience is when you are driving on the road in the Midwest.
然后那个我能想到的最好的一个比喻就是如果你在中西部那边开车的话。
You are listening to music.
然后你听着音乐。
You're talking to your friend on the phone.
和你的朋友在电话里面。
And suddenly you're skating on ice.
然后忽然你就滑在冰上了。
And everything slows down.
一切都变得慢了。
And your life flashes before you.
然后你的整个一生在你的眼前闪过。
I'm convinced Jesus lived in Michigan. That would be the story to tell.
然后如果耶稣住在密歇根的话，他讲的就是这个故事了。
The great God stops the car from skating on ice.
然后那个伟大的神他让那个滑在冰上的那辆车给停住了。
And that was this great fear that was in me.
然后这是我心中的那个大大的惧怕。
What this fear does is it reverses the reality by making evil seem all-powerful and all-conquering.
那个惧怕在我们心中呢就是好像让那个不好的事情让它真的是好害怕让我们好害怕然后让那个不好的事情看上去是不可战胜的。
This is the fear thatIs going to make you feel that God is asleep.
然后这个惧怕让我们觉得神睡着了。
It's going to make you ask God this question: Do you not care that we are perishing?
让我们去问神你不你我们要沉了，你不救我们吗
？And it completely destroys the reality that we're in.
然后它完全的就扭曲了我们所在的现实。
Instead of men are asleep, that and God is at work.
然后不是说我们在睡觉，然后神在做工。
As what Psalms would say.
然后就像是那个诗篇里面所说的。
This fear makes you think that God is asleep while you are hard at work.
然后惧怕让我们觉得神睡了，然后而是你在那里不停的做工。
And what this ungodly fear does is it grips you.
然后那个不属神的惧怕，它把你紧紧的抓住。
Yeah, and it makes you become self-absorbed.
让你自己沉浸在自己里面。
And you become aware of your own danger.
然后你自己被自己的你看到自己的危险。
It makes you think about self-preservation.
让你自己要自保。
You do not want to see this kind of fear in the eyes of a soldier.
你不想在士兵上看到这样的惧怕。
You do not want to see this kind of fear in the eyes of politicians.
然后你不想在政客当中看到这样的惧怕。
You certainly do not want to see this kind of fear in the eyes of your pastor.
然后你也不想在你的牧师当中看到这样的惧怕。
It makes you unable to care for others.
让他这种惧怕让你没有办法关心别人。
Never mind that Jesus, the very presenceOf God is in the same boat as you.
然后你也不会记得神耶稣这个神的化身神他这个神就在和你同船。
Never mind the glory of God.
啊，然后你就不会看到神的荣耀。
This destructive fear makes evil and your problem again looks big.
然后这样子一个具有毁灭性的一个惧怕，让你觉得那个罪恶是如此之大。
Again, this kind of fear makes you self-centered. Everything becomes about me.
然后这个惧怕让你变得自我中心，一切都是围绕我转。
What I want.
我想要什么
？What I need.
我需要什么
？This kind of fear turns worshippers into warriors.
这样子的一个惧怕让敬拜的人成为一个担忧的人。
Christians turn into consumers.
基督徒变成了一个消费者。
They will keep shopping for churches.
然后你就不停地在教会里面寻找。
Hoping to find that church that can satisfy their own need and wants.
然后找到那个可以满足我自己需要的那个教会。
A church that feels comfortable.
然后一个让人舒服的教会。
Now then there comes this constructive fear.
然后呢我们就要讲到这样子一个建设性有建设性的一个惧怕。
It makes you ask a better question.
然后他让你可以问更好的问题。
Who is this man?
这人是谁呢
？Look at the disciples' response when they saw Jesus calming the storm.
我们来看一下门徒们当看他们看到耶稣平静风浪之后的反应。
In verse 41.
在第四十一节。
They were filled with a great fear.
他们就大大的惧怕。
Fear, in the Greek word, it's how we get the word phobia.
然后这个 fear 就是这个词来自于词根叫 phobia.
So in Greek it says phobeomai phobos megas, like feared with mega fear. Like, go ahead, sorry.
在希腊文当中呢，就是那个大大的惧怕 megaphobia, 然后就是非常非常大的惧怕。
They were terrified.
他们真的是怕极了。
That's what Mark wants to tell us.
就是马可想要告诉我们的。
But what's happening is this great fear displaced the previous fear that they had.
这样的惧怕呢，它取代了之前的那个惧怕。
Let me give you an illustration.
然后让我来给你们举个例子。
My family and I live in Northwood.
然后我们家和我和我的家住在 Northville.
Northwood.
Sorry.
It feels like you're living in a forest.
然后好像就住在一个丛林里面一样。
And there are just many wild animals.
然后有很多的野兽。
And sometimes we see like a family of raccoons.
然后有的时候我们就看到有一个浣熊的一家。
They would just hang out outside of our house eating my kids' diapers.
然后就在我的家的旁边，然后吃我们小孩的尿布。
My wife is scared of them.
然后我的太太非常的害怕他们。
They told me they can be very dangerous.
因为他们可以变得非常的危险。
Now assume if I have a dog.
然后如果我有一只狗
suddenly went out the door,
然后忽然冲出了门
and bit the raccoon in half,
然后把那个浣熊咬成了两半
and I'm pretty sure afterward I will be more scared of my dog.
然后接着肯定之后呢，我就觉得我的狗更令人可怕
than those raccoons that are out there.
然后那些狗比那个浣熊要更加吓人
and this godly fear that we just said is not only it doesn't only displace our ungodly fear.
然后呢，这个第二个惧怕就不光是取代了我们之前那个不合神心意的惧怕。
It makes God look big and evil small.
然后它让神看上去大，让那些罪看上去小了。
And there's the only thing that's scarier than being in a small boat during a great storm is the man who calms the storm.
然后那个然后能战胜这样一个在风暴当战胜风暴的话呢，就是那个能够让风暴止息的那个人。
Why fear? Why this constructive fear? Why did Mark mention this fear?
为什么马可要在这里讲到这个建设性的这个惧怕呢
？Why not something fuzzy?
然后有一些很有意思的事情。
And why not something that feels pleasant?
为什么不是一些让人觉得
feelings that pleasant
喜乐的事情呢？因为惧怕不让人喜乐，是吧
？Well, there was a story that we learned from Exodus 20.
然后在出埃及记第三二十章的时候，有一个故事。
When God appeared to His people.
然后神向他的民显现。
In Mount Sinai.
在西乃山上。
Moses says to the people after they saw God's appearance, they said, "Do not fear."
摩西在神向众人显现之后，对那些百姓说，不要惧怕。
For God has come to test you.
因为神降临是要试验你们
that the fear of him may be before you
叫你们时常敬畏他
that you may not sin
不至于犯罪
is to keep us away from our own sin.
是为了让我们不犯罪
is help us to see God.
是让为了让我们帮助我们看见神
So to fear God is again to be consumed by His presence.
然后我们敬畏神就是要活在他的同在里面
And it's necessary for us to avoid sin.
然后也是让我们远离罪
Because God is the only one who can save us.
因为只有神才可以救我们
And this is the same when we come to parenting.
然后也是我们做父母之道。
I will no longer be an effective father if my child has no fear of me.
如果我的孩子不惧怕我的话，我就不是一个合格的父亲。
All my authorities will go away.
然后我一切的权威都不再存在了。
I can be his good friend.
我可以成为他的朋友。
But I cannot be his father.
但是不能成为他的父亲。
And here is a bit of what C.S. Lewis talks about, and I think that explains it so well.
然后 C.S. Lewis 他曾经说了一些这个，我觉得他说的非常好。
It's from the Chronicles of Narnia.
是在 Narnia 这个故事里面。
So in Narnia, there's a young girl named Lucy.
在 Narnia 里面有一个女孩叫做 Lucy.
And she was learning who Aslan is.
然后她要学习 Aslan 是谁。
He's a Christ-like figure in Narnia.
在 Narnia 里面呢，Aslan 是一个像基督一样的一个人物。
So Lucy talked to a beaver, which is a weird story.That's kid's story. That's okay.
所以 Lucy 就跟那个河狸说，然后当然这有点搞笑。
And she wonders if Aslan's a lion, isn't this Aslan very scary then? She was wondering.
然后她就想，她就在那里好奇，那 Aslan 是一只狮子，那他会不会非常的吓人呢？
So she asked the beaver to confirm that Aslan is safe.
然后所以她想要河狸告诉她说 Aslan 是安全的。
Because she wanted to feel, she was nervous meeting Aslan.
因为她想要见 Aslan, 然后就感到很紧张。
And the beaver replied.
所以河狸就回答说。
Is he safe?
他安全吗？
Who said anything about safe?
谁说他是安全的？
Of course he isn't safe.
当然他不是安全的。
But he's good.
但是他是好的。
He is a king.
他是国王。
I tell you, he is the good king who lovingly accepts and protects all who come under his wings.
我告诉你，他是一个超级好的国王，任何人去来寻求他的帮助，他都会保护他们。
Is God safe?
神是安全的吗？
No, he isn't safe.
不，他不安全。
But he's surely a good God.
但是他真的是一个好神。
So this constructive fear is what we need to cultivate.
所以这个建设性的一个惧怕是我们需要去培养的。
It is this kind of fear that makes God look big.
这样子的一个惧怕使神看上去大。
And makes evil small.
让罪看上去小。
And how do we handle our own fear in life?
我们怎么样在生活当中处理自己的惧怕呢
？We do it by replacing one kind of fear with another.
我们要以一种惧怕代替另一种惧怕。
We fight fear with fear.
然后我们要用惧怕来战胜惧怕。
We too need to ask this question, who is this man?
然后我们也需要问这个问题，这人是谁？
Even the wind and the waves obey him.
甚至风和海都听他的。
As I've done the youth pastor thing.
然后我也是青少年的牧师。
I've experienced as a youth pastor in Chinese church.
然后我也在中国教会有这样子做青少年牧师的经历。
I did my duty. And one of the things as a youth pastor, the most difficult thing is when kids think you are one of them.
然后最困难的就是当小朋友们觉得你是他们中间的一份子。
Let's play.
然后让我们一起玩吧。
And this is assumed familiarity.
然后就觉得跟你很熟。
And they say he's one of us.
然后说他是我们中间的一个。
That's not how we are with Jesus.
然后，但这不是耶稣的方式。
He's not one of us.
他不是我们中间的一份子。
He became one of us.
他成为我们中间的一份子。
He condescended.
然后他从天而降。
Took on the appearance of man.
成为人的样式。
So this passage is intended to throw away this assumed familiarity that we have with Jesus.
然后这个就是让我们去抛开我们以为是耶稣跟我们很像。
So who is this man?
所以这个人是谁呢
？The demon asks, "What do you want with us?"
那些魔鬼们说，我们与你有什么相干
？The crowd wonders, "What is this? A new teaching? A new authority?"
然后那些人们说，众人，这是什么事？是个新道理吗
And the religious leader took offense and they asked the question, why does this fellow talk like this?
然后那些宗教的领袖在那里攻击他说这人为什么这样说呢？
Who can forgive sins but God alone?
然后除了神以外还有谁可以原谅罪呢？
Why does he eat with sinners?
他为什么与罪人同吃呢？
Why does he not keep the rules on Sabbath?
为什么他不去做安息日的要犯安息日的规条呢？
And they wonder how can he heal people and cast out demons?
他们不知道为什么他可以医治人然后驱除魔鬼。
So who is this man?
所以这人是谁呢？
He is God.
他是神。
He is a man who walked in our own shoes.
他体会我们的软弱。
He is a man who literally were in the same boat as us.
他真的是与我们同船。
He is a man who understands fear and trouble.
然后他知道我们的惧怕，知道我们的问题。
He is also God who conquers the storm.
他也是神可以止息风浪
was able to conquer sin and death.
然后他可以战胜罪恶和死亡
and this kind of fear begins at the foot of the cross.
然后这样子的一个惧怕始于十字架之下
this one thing that's scary about the gospel is this. This one fearful thing about the gospel.
然后这是福音的一个使人惧怕的方面
That you are saved by grace alone.
然后你是单靠着恩典得救。
It doesn't matter where you came from.
无论你从哪里来。
What kind of jobs you have.
无论你做什么工。
What kind of good deeds you have done.
无论你做过什么好事。
It doesn't matter all that things. They are not the basis for your acceptance with God.
然后这些都不能成为你被神接受的这样子一个基础。
You think about it. There's nothing you can do about it.It's a fearful thought.
你想一想，你不能做任何事情，这是多让人害怕的事情呀。
And this is the gospel that drive us to our own fear.
然后这样的福音让我们自己把我们带到自己的惧怕那边。
And this is the same gospel that brings relief to our own fear.
然后也是这样子的一个福音，把我们从自己的惧怕当中给解放出来。
When we realize it's not based on what we do.
然后当我们认识到这不是因为我们做过什么
And what we have done,
或者我们曾做过什么
what we will do,
或者我们将要做什么
But it's solely based on what Jesus Christ has done
而是完全依靠神耶稣基督做了什么
This is the fear of a child
这是一个孩子的惧怕
Not a fear of a slave
而不是一个奴隶的惧怕
So why are you so afraid?
所以你害怕什么呢
why do you have no faith?
为什么没有信呢
The man who is saving us is the man who even told the winds and waves to obey.
这个救我们的人他可以使风止息。
And what God wants is want us to have a faith like a child.
所以神让我们要像有孩子的样式有信心。
In the mighty Son of God.
然后有信心在这个神的大能的儿子手上。
Let me close with this. Remember, your fear reveals what you value.
然后让我用这样的来结束。要记住你惧怕的就是说明你的价值在哪里。
And it also reveals what we think about God.
然后也告诉我们我们对神的态度是什么。
And we need the right kind of fear.
我们需要正确的惧怕。
To live in this day and age.
然后在这个世代可以活。
Let me pray.
让我们来祷告。
Oh God, would you replace our ungodly fear with the right kind of godly fear?
神啊，求您真的让我们用合神心意的惧怕来取代那不合神心意的惧怕。
Give us certain reverence to the God that we serve.
让我们知道我们所侍奉的是什么样子的神。
Help us, O God.
求您帮助我们。
For we are weak in faith.
然后因为我们的信心软弱。
In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.